The mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishavetor, that you light the Chanukah candles at home. But nevertheless, there is a minhag that we light candles in the Beit HaKnesset as well. And there's a lot of discussion as to why exactly we do this. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch says that we light the Nerot Chanukah and we also say a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Mem Hei, says that if the Shliach Tzibor, whoever's lighting the Chanukah candles in Shul, says all three brachot, which obviously he's supposed to do on the first night, and he hasn't yet lit at home, when he goes home to light, so he shouldn't repeat the bracha of Shechianu, because he's already said it, unless he's lighting to be motzi the other members of his family, in which case he'll say the bracha, not for himself, but for them. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address the case where it's the other way round, where the person has already lit Ner Chanukah at home with the brachot, and is now coming to shul and lighting again for the Beit HaKnesset. Obviously, he says the brachot of Lahadlik Ner and Shasa Nisim. The question is whether he should repeat the bracha of Shechianu. And this is a point of discussion amongst the Achronim. The Sharei Tshuva, in the same place in Shulchan Aruch, quotes from Shelos Tshuvot Zera Emet, who says that you do have to repeat the bracha in the Beit HaKnesset. In this case, it's different to the case where the Chazan lit first in Shul and is then lighting at home. In this case, he lit at home and he's lighting subsequently in Shul. He says that you do have to say the bracha of Shechianu again. The question is, why should that be? Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot Vanagot Chelek Zayin Simon Pei Dalad discusses this point and says that really it depends on what the reason is for lighting the Nerot Chanukah in the shul. If it's because of what the Beit Yosef says, the Beit Yosef says the reason is because of the Orchim. In olden times, there were guests and travelers who were staying over in the shul. That was their bayit. That was their home for the night of Chanukah. And they had nowhere else to light Nech Shel Chanukah. So the Gabbai or the Shamash or the Chazan would light in shul. And that would be in order to be motzi them, their chiyuv of Nech Chanukah. So if that's the case, then all three brachot are required, because they have a chiyuv of Shechianu on the first night. The bracha of Shechianu needs to be recited on their behalf. However, the Kolbo and the Rivash, they say the reason why we light in shul is because of Pirsumei Nisa, meaning that nowadays we don't have proper Pirsumei Nisa at home. We light inside the house, and therefore we still want to have some sort of Pirsumei Nisa, so we light candles in shul as well. But the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has been done, and now we're just doing a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. So in Achinami, we say a bracha over the lighting in shul. But nevertheless, we've done the mitzvah of Hadlakat Ner Chanukah already. We've said the bracha of Shechianu, and therefore it shouldn't be repeated in shul. Rav Moshe Sternbach's conclusion is that nowadays, where there are no orchim in shul, nobody sleeps over in the shul and uses that as their home. So the only reason why we light in shul is because of Pirsumei Nisa. And therefore, if the Chazan has already lit in shul, lit at home before coming to shul, so he said the bracha of Shechianu, and then he should in shul only say the brachot of Lahadlik Ner and Sha'asa Nisim. Ad Kan.